Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the Sarah and Vinny show is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org.
All right. Well, so far the 9 o'clock hour's clean.
So far, so good.
The 8 o'clock went troubled, but you know.
That's all right.
Well, you're the one who brought it up, you brat. You can't throw me a pitch like that and not expect me to slam it. Summer, and then you guys run away and don't even try and catch it. You both of you looking them down, looking away. Like, come on, man. We're going to have fun with cockfighting. Let's do it.
Dump soon. Should I wait?
What are you talking about? It's fine. Summer's not over yet, by the way, contrary to popular belief. Enjoy the final days of the season with a trip to California's Great America,
yeah.
Where Boomerang Bay is now open.
Woo!
La, la,
say what?
Roller coaster. Ah, ooh, 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 roller coaster. Ah, la. Boomerang Bay is now open, you guys, all week. Listen for the cue at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Caller 97 instantly scores a 4-pack of tickets to get their rides and slides on. Woo! Call now, 800-400-3697. Looks like Nicole's grabbing the phones for us.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today, Nicole.
Good job, Nicole.
Just as our summer interns leave, we're like, oh, Nicole, can you come back? Around! Nothing's gonna ever take you down. You're the best. Around! Thanks. Okay, so that's happening, and please call now, 800-400-3697.
Oh, our text number is also 800-400-3697. You just put that number in and then you text what you like.
Yeah.
Hey, the show was great today.
Yeah, something like that would be nice.
Don't text and drive if you don't want to. I mean, wait. I don't know what. Whatever.
No, just don't.
The key words were in the whatever I just said.
Don't text and drive.
Right.
Figure it out.
Whatever you want to do, though.
Let's get a clean air check that we can send to Bala Kinwood.
I don't, you know, whatever. Do you.
You do you. 1 o'clock.
Here's. What is going on with you today?
It's Monday.
Jesus. I didn't think I would. I didn't think I would never buy an Ed Sheeran album, but I did. And I've been listening to it for 3 weeks straight. It's great.
Oh, good. They like it. Hey, Mikey.
You'll never hear me say this again.
We might.
But put that Ed Sheeran song Blow back on. In fact, put it in the Friday montage ASAP.
Oh.
They love that.
Can't wait for Hooman to do 3 days a week again.
Why? I don't understand why you need him to do the montage. He barely even dances.
Hooman? He's the hose, the Rain on Them Hose guy.
Yeah, the one song.
Yeah, but he likes it. He gets up and he dances. I don't know. Something about I watched the two of you and there's like...
Yeah, I know. I'm dancing my balls off and he's barely even moving.
No wonder you don't have balls with the sweating and the
referencing
dancing.
Referencing your balls used today.
I know.
Sorry.
She wears
your fascination with him is fascinating.
Yeah.
It really is.
I love Hoomini. I do find him fascinating. But here's the thing. Like, I look in there and you guys are like a TV, you know? I got just the window and you're both in there and you're
doing
your thing.
We're doing a show together.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. I know. Well, he's giving me money.
Yeah, he gives you money.
He gives me money
so
and I'm
he
dancing.
He does this thing and then she does like a dance for him. I'm like, oh my God, this is the best show on TV.
It's fun. Well, you could throw me money too and I'll dance for you.
It's just not the same. It's funny to watch the two of you. I'm afraid you'll actually take me up on it. Hello.
Take you up on what?
I'm giving her cash, and so now she has to put out.
Well, you don't want to see that show?
Well, no. I mean, then I'd have to be like, oh, sorry, Uzi, but, you know, we do work together, and it feels awkward. Let's wait till we're off the air.
Okay.
This isn't a Drake song. It's TLC song, and it's super old,
fan
you guys.
Mail. People are saying the name of that song, Brent.
Yeah, that record is a compilation of stuff that he's never... It's only been like on SoundCloud and YouTube and stuff. It was 17 songs and none of them are new.
So anything he does will number one.
Yep. he is number one all the
way.
That
Ed Sheeran song with Chris Stapleton gave me goosebumps. I love, love, love it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yes!
Play the whole Chris Stapleton verse again. That whole verse. Digga digging ding digga digging ding ding ding.
Here's
ding,
Ed talking about good. Them coming up with it.
Oh, oh that's pretty. Wow. We like that. That sounds good.
Amazing.
So good.
Did you see? You probably didn't see it. I don't even know why I saw it. There was a little girl on 60 Minutes last night.
Alma, the opera singer.
You saw it.
That was a repeat, actually.
Oh.
But I've seen it twice. Or heard it twice, I should say, because I listened to it on the way in.
Oh, in KCBS, yeah.
But,
Oh!
Yeah, they play it on Monday mornings. Yeah,
oh, so you didn't see it, you just heard it.
No, but I went, after I heard it the first time, I went and looked her up.
Oh, okay.
Because she's so precocious. So I'm a composer.
Well, she's
11.
She's this little girl who is sitting there saying, melodies come to me all day, every day. Mm. And I'm thinking, as anyone who's ever liked music, any musician, of even a little, you could just go, you better record every one of those, because when those things stop coming to you,
you're going to need some tape recorders to go back and listen to.
Like, that is amazing. She's 11, and she says she's hearing new melodies all day, every day.
Right. Mm. She said something about, like, they're like, oh, well, people compare you to Mozart. Like, you're the new Mozart. She says, well, I'd rather be the new Alma and not the new Mozart. I don't want to be the new anything.
Aw, sweet.
I know, she's really cute. She
did a thing, a take on Cinderella. She writes operas. She writes whole things. And it was down in San Jose.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's still there, but it was there for a while. Is this when she's five? She's been...
No, this is her... I don't know how old she is here.
She's a trip. She's really... It's neat. I hope that does continue for her, because the way she was talking, it's really gonna... She's gonna... When her head empties out and she's out of music, she's gonna be like, oh, no.
Now what do I do?
It was just... I mean, it seems to be rolling
through
her right
now. I guess I'll rest on my laurels.
Well...
and play Mozart.
Right.
Not everybody keeps writing the hits their whole life.
That's true.
Even the Stones got to pull out I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Sure.
Anyway. And this isn't that.
She's also a violin virtuoso, too.
Yeah.
And she's like a
she's
master.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
And you know what? For an 11-year-old, she was also quite mature as she was...
She reminded me of Millie Bobby Brown. Like, the way that she talks to people. She's very sort of adult in that tiny little, you know, kid voice. But very precocious.
The guy says something to her like... What's it like to have music, melodies, original melodies coming into your head all day? And she said, I don't know what it's not like.
Yeah.
That would be like me conducting the interview and asking you, what's it like not having melodies in your head?
Yeah, weird.
And I just thought, God, she's really, there she is in an interview, like on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment and doing well.
Yeah, she's an interesting kid.
Ask that question to a kid with perfect pitch. Like, what's it like to be able to hear a C and you can tell it's a C or a C sharp? He goes, what's it like to look at a color and you can see that it's blue?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, duh, it's blue. You just see it and you know it's blue.
Yeah, isn't that so funny?
Knowing it's blue,
Sean,
that's green.
Sean
that's
has said stuff like that. Like that you know, he's like, well, how can you tell what color that is? Like, that's how I can tell. I just know. He'll give you the megahertz. Like, if you know, I think an A is a perfect 440. It hurts.
440.
440. He'll go, that's a 442.
And you can, jeez. Like,
it is?
Are you serious?
I'll take your effing word for it. Yeah. Oh, my God. He said it's torture. Like, when I sing, he leaves the room.
Oh, man.
I know. It hurts my feelings, but whatever. Because I'll be rocking out to something. Me and John are playing. He walks in, and he turns around and walks back out. I'm like, I'm sorry. Because off notes are so uncomfortable for him.
Wow.
I know. If I was Freddie Mercury, he'd probably stay, but...
707 says, the Disney Descendants movies are great. The third just came out, 8-2. So, just came out. My 11-year-old son is obsessed. One of the main actors just passed away from epilepsy.
Oh, the boy.
Oh, right. This
what was his name?
Cameron Boyce, you guys. Yeah, Cameron Boyce.
3 weeks ago.
You guys reported
ago.
It. It's a really great series for tweens. Fun songs.
Yeah.
So there you go. The That's Descendants. Crazy. Three movies. But it doesn't sound like they're in theaters.
No, they're probably Disney productions. It's like that High School Musical. Just watch it on TV.
Mm, or their Disney app that they're getting.
Oh, right. Disney Plus.
Have, whatever.
Which I was going to say, Vinny, you should get the Disney Plus and get the package deal with, well, I mean, it has extra ESPN stuff, but also it has Hulu. And then you can watch Handmaid's Tale.
Is that out yet?
What?
The Disney...
No, it's coming up. I don't know when they're going to...
I'm sure we'll get it. We watch all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to get Disney Plus,
and I got another
Plus,
one coming, right, you know.
Isla can show her all her favorites.
November 12th?
Oh, right around the corner.
I'm bisexual, and I don't want to sleep with or date everyone. I'd like a commuter relationship. Anyone who thinks otherwise is a moron.
A commuter? What is that? I don't know what that is. A commuter relationship.
I guess some space between you, maybe?
A bridge between you?
Yeah, right. Maybe. Anyone who thinks that... Well, that's not...
No, we weren't saying that you want to date everyone. We're saying that the whole world's available to you, and if you're dating someone who's jealous... There, you can't go on a girls' weekend, and he's like, "Oh, phew, she's off with the girls."
Right. Well, and I think love is stupid to begin with.
Amen,
it makes
brother.
You stupid, and mm-hmm. I also think that the idea when you have put your heart into someone, you're slightly compromised if you feel like they might not, if that there's a possibility someone might catch their eye and take them from you. That's all. It doesn't make sense. And I don't even know if that's the case, but Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus broke up, and we were just talking about how she... What did she say? She said she's bisexual?
She's said it, that she's... I mean, she's actually been really outspoken about her sexuality. I think it's good. A lot of people need people to look up to and hear that other people are like them.
Sure.
Identify with them.
Yep.
They're saying that a commuter marriage or relationship is between... people who live apart, usually because of the locations of their jobs, and who regularly travel to be together, as on the weekends.
Oh, the bag droppers.
It's right. Interesting that long-distance relationships for some people are ideal, and in my case, I've always considered it to be torture.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to access my person easily, freely, and not feel like it's got to be booked, and not only does it need
Bless
to be
you.
Booked, but I'm going to have to pack a bag, or you'll have to...
And then you're not leaving till late on Sunday. Could you get the F out of here, like right at 10 a.m., say?
It's all consuming. It's just all, and then it's nothing.
Well, and then it's like that obsessive, like, texting constantly. So all week you're sort of jonesing for the person. Then they get there, you immerse in them, and then you're just like, oh, my God, get out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, normal day-to-day life.
We're getting married this fall, and Tennessee Whiskey is going to be our first dance song.
Oh. Oh.
Vinny's first dance song was the Leon Bridges song.
Mm-hmm.
She might just be my everything and beyond.
I love
beyond.
That guy.
Yeah.
And both his first records. That birthday party thing happened to me. My kid was invited to a party at a trampoline park. Invite never said that we had to pay. I just assumed that people having the party were paying for the kids they invited. $70 and a gift later. Ever since then, I never go to parties like that unless it's family.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think it's wrong, but because this woman posted like, oh my God, it's a go-kart park. Mm-hmm. We got to pay $82 for transportation and the ticket in and pack them a lunch. And so she posted on Reddit to see what everybody thought. I don't think it's wrong because you could say, no, we're not going to that. We can't afford to. We're not going to go, whatever. But I do think it's sort of odd. Like if I threw a party and it was going to be at some location, I would feel like it was my responsibility to host the party. And hosting means paying to get everyone in.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Do I got to chip in on the cake too? Or
Is there even going to be a cake? Should I pack a cake? Do you want a cake too? And I'm assuming there's a gift coming on top of this, the $82. So this is a $150 party for me. All right, great. Have a great time, kid.
Did I miss the Big Brother chat? It's getting good.
Yeah, we talked very briefly about it earlier today. It is getting good. It's those people are just each individual nightmares.
Well, right now, and they're showing it specifically. I like when you see a contestant on any of these games, Survivor 2, where someone starts to get full of themselves and then they get knocked down multiple pegs. And that just happened to Blue Eyes. What's her name? Christy.
She went from top of the world.
Where she thinks she's running the game. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, she gets called for this thing. And she's like, America hates me. I can't stand it.
Do you think that that was the motivator for the people who voted?
I think hate is strong. I think if you're watching the game.
Do you think that they tried to put people in peril? Because
sure.
There was, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because for me, I just would have voted for, like, my favorite people.
No, I think that Mickey is controversial.
Yeah.
I think the Annalise never talks.
Yeah.
That was the first time they got her engaged in anything.
Right. And we talked about this a little earlier. I think that if Jack hadn't been evicted last week, spoiler alert, it's last week, that probably he would have been the one who was elected to that, and she was maybe the next vote getter. Because he definitely, those three, Jack, and Christy, are like sort of the big, not really bad guys, because they're all just jerks that are in the house.
They're active, highly active, though.
Yes, they're like dominant in the game.
Right.
Alphas.
Good morning, all. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. 1 hour and a half with my Latin stud. We both slept well. Gay listener.
Well, lovely. I'm glad you had a good time.
An hour and a half.
It's too much. It's like 9 sessions.
Told
More
you.
Than that, even.
Oh, to be a gay guy.
I know. They're just into it.
Or someone would just glory in boning me. Just right. Glory in it. Just,
let's just do this and do this.
Ah, can't get enough of doing you. Girls are like,
Enough of that. Having a good time. Having a good time. Don't stop me now.
I won't.
Having a good time.
I like it too. Yeah, let's keep going.
Have that tea. Like Lady Godiva. Oh, oh, there's no stopping me. Call me Mr. Fahrenheit.
We're out of time.
Oh, we are? All right. I'm going to take a quick break and be back.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Goodbye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. Fun show, you guys. You're very enjoyable people. You're very funny. I just listen and listen. You're amazing.
You're kind of nice, too.
Oh, thank you. So we did it, guys. We made it through Monday. We're going to turn things over.
It's so beautiful outside,
I have so much still to do. Are you kidding?
What do you have to do today?
We just finished our work day. I hurt my van. You know what?
That hurt van, your van again.
Has to go. My van has to go back to the shop.
What did you do now?
I did it this time.
What did you do?
I was pulling it into the backing it into the garage without my glasses on.
You hit your garage? Yes.
No. I just
Here or at home?
No, at home.
Okay.
And the handlebar, as I'm pulling in, the handlebar must have caught, like, you know how the grip is. The grips are it's
gripping. On a bike.
Mm-hmm. On the bike. The bike grip caught the window, and as I kept backing up, it kept jacking the bike back until the bike hit maximum and just broke the glass.
Oh, no.
So I'm pulling back like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Wait, was the bike attached to the car?
This pop of glass, like, it was so loud that I thought something,
Well, something did shatter.
Well, I thought something shot it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm sorry. Was this bike randomly in the garage
hanging? The wall. No, it's hanging on the wall. The bikes are hanging off the wall. Mm-hmm. Right. I got too close. I was trying to nestle it in real perfect. I got too close. I didn't know. And then, I'm just like, on top of breaking the window, now I have to clean it up, too. At least you could drive away here in the city. I mean, no one asked you to sweep the crap up.
Right. You can't leave that glass all over your garage.
I got to go.
And your beautiful finish on your floor.
Third time to the auto shop.
What's the third one?
Third.
What's the third? Like, I know the one that he got hit in the parking garage.
Someone stole, and then someone ran into him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Someone rear-ended you. That's right.
in the garage
on the way to
in
the
Santa Cruz.
Has it occurred to you that the van is cursed?
Well, yes, it has occurred to me. And
maybe we need to trade that.
I don't
and get a
think
different
that that's
minivan.
An option. I just think I need to fix it and then just.
And wait for the next incident.
Wait for the
let's keep.
One.
Let's start making tick marks somewhere. Where's the hashtag that I can?
I'm gonna go to the auto body shop I've been to twice already with this van, and they're gonna see me pull up and be like, "Oh my god!"
They're gonna be cha-ching.
They're gonna say the curse will come up.
Which I'm window sure broke?
The back, the farthest back passenger window.
Oh. So on the other side of the car. Way in the.
I was backing in, so it was, and I was trying to put it right up against the bikes and the surfboards on the rack. And I had it. It was fine, but it caught that grip. I didn't, unbeknownst to me, the bike was probably going. You got the visual there?
I don't
know.
Yeah,
the burp
was very helpful. That is a bummer. Well, have a great time with that.
Torqued, the tension going until
sure.
It just.
So something had to give, Vinny.
And it was the glass.
Can't Safe Light come out and fix that for you? You got to go back to this place, huh?
Safe Light repair.
It's, there's sensors. There's little. It's a thing.
It's a
I'm
whole
just
thing.
I'm going to go back to the and let them do it.
Well,
should've
you know,
stuck
get
with that
it done.
Nissan truck you had.
I know. Oh my God, he never should have sold that thing. I don't know what he was.
Whatever.
Thinking.
Anyway, that's there's more to do today. So
yay!
You go,
right.
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to do the Johnny Mosley podcast.
I am.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
I,
so we got
just what I wanted to do. More work.
Yeah. I'm going to get my hair done. So.
Oh, that'll be fun. Oh. You can sleep in the chair. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have a great day, whatever you're doing today. Keep it here on the Alice all the live long day, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.